and welcome back to the Squadcast, the official podcast of Glasgow Warriors. Thank you for tuning in once again, and thank you for staying with us over our completely and utterly scheduled mid-season break, which is definitely how we're going to say this, and not just 3 weeks of...
2 weeks sabbatical.
Yeah. Yes, that was completely planned and wasn't down to me being ill 1 week and Murphy being ill the next week. And then last week, I think we just decided, let's just have a break.
Yeah. Needed it.
You are back. You are fully fighting fit again.
Yeah. Got this week to go to tick off the boxes and then... available for selection for Cardiff, thankfully.
Fantastic. Another man who should be available for selection for Cardiff, unless he's not telling us something, is this week's guest, who looks very worried now.
Touch some wood or something.
Tom Jordan, how are you?
I'm really good, thanks. Yeah,
it was really good.
Thanks for having me. No, I am fine. So.
You are fine, yes. Yeah, we can confirm.
Cheers.
You even got a physio check in after this just to make sure you're completely fine.
That's it.
Completely fine. We will do a quick recap of the last couple of weeks because obviously it's been a fairly busy 2-3 weeks in both Glasgow rugby and Scottish rugby. So should we start with player news or match news first? What do you reckon?
Let's go match news.
So Club of Origin Night against the Dragons, first of all. I mean, it feels like an age ago now. It's basically nearly a month ago.
Yeah.
But obviously, TJ, you were involved in that game. For starters, how great a night was it to be here? Scots in front of a sold-out crowd repping the... You were the Air Sox, weren't you?
Yeah, I was repping the Air Sox. I don't think I had... Probably the shipping times to get some socks over from... NZ was probably a bit long, but I saw a lot of the boys actually ordering their coloured socks online, which I didn't think of, so probably could have done a bit better there. But no, I was ripping Air. Shout out to Air IRFC and the Bulls. But yeah, it was a great night, a great crowd, and the boys put on a good performance, and I think, yeah, we all had some good fun, and it probably set the tone for the last few weeks of training without the international boys, so no, it was awesome,
mate. We touch on the shipping times required for socks, or if you're Josh Mackay, you just wear Everton socks, apparently.
Yeah, that's
the random thing for that.
Seemed to work. Did he break the record for the...
Fastest try in club history, yeah.
What was it?
30 seconds on the dot.
It's impressive.
Absolute weapon, that guy.
Yeah, it's impressive.
He was something special on that night as well. Obviously, you set up Mr. Afshar for his try as well. I think he owes you a few ones for that.
Yeah, he was celebrating with everyone else and didn't actually come over to me and shake my hand. Keep running away, so.
Well, you got
to teach that guy some manners, eh? Respect your elders.
You got over the whitewash yourself a couple of weeks later against Benetton and Treviso. Nice little flying finish from yourself as well. Do you want to touch on the diving pool that you had at the end there?
Yeah, I haven't scored a try in a little bit, so I didn't really... I had a bit of head noise driving over the line, but just had to hit the mana wave.
It was a white
happening one. Over in New Zealand at the moment.
Someone was saying that you had to pull on the brakes when Staff got his try against Treviso. He said that you could have got it. We were watching it at home. The commentator was like, you could have got it.
The kick through.
Yeah, but you just...
Yeah, well, I thought he was going to pick it up.
Yeah.
And then he was sprinting so fast. I was like, is he going to pick this up or is he just going to... And then he kicked it ahead because I thought he was going to get there first and just pop it to me, but... Yeah, selfish. He's pretty hungry.
Starving. It's been a good couple of weeks for us from on the pitch, up joint second in the URC. Next up, Cardiff here a week on Friday.
Tickets.
There we go, back after 3 weeks. 7:35 kickoff, BKT URC, get here and help us cheer on the boys on the field.
What day is it?
Friday.
Oh.
Friday the 22nd of March.
I thought it was Saturday for some reason.
It's not. Don't turn up on Saturday, you'll have missed
it. Friday night lights.
Friday night lights. So we've done the on-pitch news, off the field. A lot of player contracts.
Busy.
Indeed.
A lot of cash going out in this bloody building.
20 season, I'd say.
We'll start with our last guest on the Squadcast, which was Mr. Dobie.
Yeah.
Who's put pen and paper on a new deal with him. I'm just going to fly through this because we've got a lot to kick through from it. So one word, Jamie Dobie's re-signing.
Fantastic.
Prodigy.
Yeah, thank you for that one. Hugh Jones.
Cha-ching.
I mean, I don't even know if that's a word or whatever. TJ, do you want to go with that or are you just going to run with that one?
Cha also.
Cha. All right. Cha.
Oh, no, it's great to see Shuggy sticking around the place. Just touched on him earlier. Ben Afshar, going to come to you first, TJ?
For one word.
Apparently respect is where we were going with this.
Yeah. Fucking manners.
Oh, Murph.
Music.
Yes, we should probably touch on that as well.
And then new album out.
What's
I forgot what the album's called.
Intimidation Tactics.
That's the one. Intimidation Tactics.
EP available on Spotify.
There's also a new single that's coming out soon. which is my favourite that he's shown me. So stay tuned for that. I don't think he's even teased it yet. So,
but you've had a bit of a tease.
Oh, I've heard the whole thing, and it's pretty cracked.
Murphy's the number one.
Yeah, truly teased.
It's good. It's good. Very good.
And then last one on the contracts announced today, Jack Mann.
Oh, unreal.
How good?
Yeah. How good. Well deserved by him. I think he's been working hard. Unfortunately, with a couple of injuries, but.
Yeah, he's been through the ringer, hasn't he?
Yeah, but when he's got his crack, like when he played his last season, he was unreal for us. And yeah, good to see.
Good to see the hard work doesn't go unnoticed as well.
Yeah.
Like it's all a lot of his hard work for the past couple of months has been off the field, but even with his concussion history, he was still training just with a pink bib on non-contact, and he was still training the house down. So he's been grafting pretty hard for the past, I would say, year. So it's good to see. Yeah.
Does he still hold the title as the most shredded man in the club, which I think you christened him with?
It'd be hard to take.
Yeah, it's hard to take off him. As much as I hope he doesn't listen to this.
He's been in the lab. He's been in the chamber for a bit. He's Wolverine.
I don't know where he got that from, because I know his dad, Chris, and... Yeah, I don't know where the jeans came from there. Milkman.
Anyway, we will crack on with the squadcast properly. You should all know the rules by now, but if you don't, in front of Murphy and TJ, there is the hat full of squadcast scenarios, including a few that aren't in the hat this week, because we're going to make sure we get to them, because they've been submitted over the last 3 weeks and we've not had a chance to ask them. Your job, TJ, is to answer them best you can, make sure everybody has a good time listening to this podcast. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
He's ready. So crack on. Dive in. Yeah.
Biggest rugby gnaws at the club from Rory.
Rory and St Andrews, biggest fan.
Rory and St Andrews, who I think is now appointing himself as a gnaws now. He knows where that one goes.
He could be the answer for that.
He very, very probably would be the answer for that. Yeah.
Biggest rugby gnaws.
Murchie. Murchie's always got his laptop out. Yeah. Can't get away from him. The notorious laptop. But players-wise, I don't know.
Mert struggles to articulate when he's got the laptop. I remember Ollie telling me a story where Mert was obviously showing him a couple of clips and trying to demonstrate what he wants him to do. And Ollie could tell that he really wanted to articulate with his arms and do his little demonstration. So Ollie was like, Mert, let me stop you there. I'll hold the laptop. Held the laptop, and Mert was like up in the office doing like little demonstrations for him. But yeah, Mert is a good call.
Fair.
Players?
There's a shake of the head there.
I've done mine. Probably get more trouble saying merch than you will say.
Yeah, I would. Well, from a forwards point of view, I'd say Ali Miller.
Yeah.
Which, speaking of Ali Miller,
very timely.
Topical. Indeed. Congrats to Ali Miller. First call up. Nice. First call up. Yep.
First in a while, yes.
Yeah. And it's obviously off for the back of some good form, i.e., Bayonne.
Yeah, I mean, we'd just bask in that try forever if I was Ali, to be honest.
I mean, I would if I was him.
He didn't score the following week as well, like I said, but whichever he kind of is forgetting about, just because. It wasn't a 30-yard skinner winger on the outside.
Yeah. But no, quality from Ali. Yeah. But yeah, he is, from the forwards' point of view, the rugby knows, because every single week he's heading the books, heading the laptop, getting all the lineouts. He literally writes every single option that the opposition runs in his notepad and then brings it, obviously, to units. Yeah. But that's part of the reason why our set piece is going so well.
I was going to say, it's working, clearly, from the lineout side of things.
So Ali Miller knows.
Yeah. Nice. All right.
Who's yours? Sort of. You said, well, you just go with merch.
Yeah, that's it. I'm not asking more than I need to. After Doc Robson lifted the Calcutta Cup, which non-coach staff member is most likely to lift a trophy for Glasgow Warriors? From Rory.
Again. Yeah, that's he sent us two and we've had 3 weeks to not ask them, so we're going to ask them both back to back. Staff member.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Rule out Franco, Merch, Nigel and... Al Dickinson. Who's the person that's getting asked to lift?
Oh, Shizzle, for sure. 100%. Chicken. And then we'd lift him up as well.
What do we need
Fiji.
To
throw him about?
Fiji style lifting like the
Wii. Yeah.
Do we need to ask Shizzle? Would Shizzle be, yeah, no, he'd be right front and center.
No. I think you'd have to get him in, but once you got him in, he'd be right. He'd be in a world of his own there.
Longest serving staff member at the club by a pretty considerable distance, I think, at this point as well.
Did you not... crown him with a nickname Chicken?
No, I'm not always Chicken. I'm just straight Shiz.
Shizzler.
Shizzler.
But where is the chicken coming from a start? Just did.
He's just got like 100 nicknames, I think.
Yeah,
yeah, it's fair.
Just develop your relationship with him and just call him what you want. Yeah.
100 nicknames, 100 stories, I think, as well.
Yeah, plenty of stories.
I mean, try to think of anyone else that would pump. Pump loves a bit of fame. Pump loves a bit of limelight. Studo, I remember this is actually quite a funny story as well. But so Matt Ferguson and Alex, his fiance, live across the road. And Alex was out walking Maple of the Dalmatian one day, and there's like a wee route around Scotland or something. Yeah, yep. And Alex was in a blind panic and lost a dog, and Matt phoned Pump, being like, "Oh, can you help?" Like, so Pump, Studo, and a couple of the other staff went out to try and find Maple. Studo was like in bushes on his hands and he's getting covered in mud, like searching for her. Eventually gets her, hands Pump the lead, being like, "Here she is." Pump's walking away up to Alex, like, "Oh, here you go, here, I found her, knight in shining armor." So, and then Alex obviously said thanks to Pump and gave him a big hug and stuff, and nothing to shoot out. So, Stu's so salty for that now that they call him the hero or something.
He never brings it up.
No.
It's a very rarely brought up story.
So, yeah, Pump would love a bit of limelight, but yeah, Pump or Shizzler.
Fair enough. Right. Who would be on your Glasgow Warriors Mount Rushmore from Andrew?
Yeah, now this is sparked by you nominating about 12 different people to be a statue outside the stadium. Yeah. So we're expanding that. I mean,
is this four greatest Warriors all times. Of all time? Yeah.
Four all timers.
Somewhat less practical to put outside Scotland than a statue, but also better for the indecisive amongst us.
I'm sure you could AI some sort of...
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Make a big poster or something, stick on the wall.
Have you seen the URC's AI work ahead of the Six Nations games this weekend?
No.
Oh, go and have a look at it. It's interesting.
Okay.
We love the guys at the URC. If you happen to be listening, we love you.
When they put Josh McKay as the Hobbit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
AI Hobbit.
Yeah.
It's a tough one. Tough one to take. Right, so Mount Rushmore. Jeez. Go with so many players.
Yeah. There's too many to pick from.
So you're doing, like, this is probably where you go. Do you want to do two forwards, two backs? Do you want to do like players you've
is
played
this
with, players
or
against?
Old,
could be however you want to do it.
How many Warriors are there? 300?
359, as it stands.
I reckon like Wilson. I'd probably say like from guys that I know that I've actually met.
Yeah.
I'd probably go like Rob Harley.
Yeah.
Wilson. Probably Nico Metuwalu.
They're my
Pete
three.
Horn, I'd say.
That is a strong four.
That's a very strong four.
They all encapture different aspects of Glasgow.
I also feel like if you put those four on a Mount Rushmore style things, you'd get Rob and Pete doing like the sort of classic sort of hero pose. And then I've no idea what you'd get from Wilson and Nico, but it would be...
They'd be like in the middle.
Yeah, it'd be just chaos.
That is a great four. I don't think I could argue with that.
Any changes?
No, well, your first three,
I
was nailed down.
Yeah.
And then Horny as well. Get merch up there.
Make it a 15th for merch.
Yeah. But there actually is too many to pick from.
There's a lot of choices, and I think everybody's going to have their own opinions.
The Centurions as well.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, wild. But good four. Strong
good four. DTH as well.
DTH.
Tommy. Go all day, couldn't we?
We could go all day. Finn, yeah.
A
few others.
Yeah, a few others.
Xander for you, Murphy?
Sione Vailanu.
Vailanu. Big Z.
Cole Forbes.
He'd take up the whole mountain.
Cole Forbes.
Colin.
Hey, Cole, if you're listening.
Hey, he's doing well, isn't he?
He is doing well, yeah. Landed on his feet,
a few
down
games to the Blues. Yeah. When I watched some of the games when they were over in Japan for preseason, he was carving up. So
nice.
It's good to see.
Speak to him often?
Yeah, pretty often, eh? Catch up over the old Snapchat.
Nice. Speaking of old Warriors, saw Sammy J was in the building yesterday.
Oh, was he really?
He's got some time off and was coming in to do a little bit of rehab and recovery. Once a Warrior, always a Warrior.
Yeah.
So speaking of guys that have been flying, he's been sorting well for Brieve at the start of this season.
Yeah. Speaking of other players, Seba was over at visiting Domingo at the weekend.
Nice.
Watched the 15-all draw, he said, in the pouring rain.
Yep.
He's all missing us, so thanks to Mingy.
Yes. Every time I see highlights from Domingo and Oyonnax, it does just seem to be raining. So I wonder if Oyonnax is just like the Glasgow of France.
Must be. Well, he's used to it now.
Yeah, he's very used to it now.
It's tough. Tough one, eh? Go to France and it's just raining.
It's not what he signed up for.
No.
Right. Onwards. Who spends the longest in front of the mirror? From Kay Wheeler. Thanks, Kay.
Submitted through Twitter a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, at, is that an at?
It is an at. I just butchered the writing of it.
It's like a scribble.
Yeah, it pretty much was. Yeah.
All right, longest in front of the mirror. Have you got anyone in mind?
Nobody sticks out at the moment, but I've got a feeling it'll be more, it's so cliche, but like more of a back than a forward.
TJ, do you want to respond to that?
Like,
we don't really have anyone like that. And I would say, I don't know, Lucio's always coming up with like different haircuts and moisturizing and all, you know, like he's always looking after himself.
Yeah.
It's probably actual, if you actually counted how long he was in front of the mirror, probably not looking at himself, but no. Like.
Anyways, down in London at the minute with the Pumas. Seems to be having a good time, as much as you can have a good time with fitness testing.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's
good to see.
He posted something recently on his social. It was like, his week off was like, from here to Treviso, Treviso to Amsterdam, Amsterdam, like Paris, and Paris to London, and then he's going to go to London, and it doesn't look fun.
Globetrotter.
Travelling man, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, I'm just going to go Lucio, because...
For sure. I'm trying to think who else. I know Gregor Brown loves a haircut. Like, he can't go 2 weeks without having a haircut. 2 weeks is like pushing it. That's like usually every week.
I can remember when Gregor started to come through into the senior team, he had longer hair and then seemed to sort of...
Yeah,
well, not like shoulder length or anything, just like fringe. Yeah.
But now that he's obviously... Well, he was frequent before he got injured, he just needs to keep his look up.
Yeah. All about the image.
Yeah, always. there's no like... I think because, like, for example, in the national team, like Duan, he's everything has to be perfect with his hair and all sorts. There's nobody really at Glasgow like that. Matt Fagg tries, he tries, but it doesn't go down very well.
It's tough.
I need tens. So, RT isn't that fast, Donkey's not that fast. Donkey's past it. He's his. His looks are gone.
I feel like we're just talking about past it from an image-wise point of view.
Rugby-wise, he's like fine wine. But.
Which warrior would you want to go into business with? My answer is Henko Venter.
Oh, yeah?
He's already an established businessman over in Durban. I think he's got good business nous to him. He's always on the phone, if you haven't noticed.
Yeah,
always on the track on the blower.
Yeah.
International minutes getting up. So I think Henko knows what he's talking about. So probably, so if he took me under his wing, maybe I could expand the business into the UK
and NZ.
And NZ, I've kind of got good global reach, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, Henko, if you want a business partner, you can hit me up.
Yeah,
won't ask for a lot.
Just a 1% share in a $1 million company, you'd be fine.
Yeah, maybe a Range, maybe the Defender. Can have it.
Land Rover, are you listening?
Plug.
Trying to think who else. I know some boys are big into their cryptocurrencies at the moment because there's been a big boom and all that guff.
It's been Mr. Dell.
Are you into it?
No, definitely not. I have no idea how it works, but I'm aware. No,
I don't either.
Delhi's
Seba, Delhi, Ollie, and Gregor. There's a few boys that are big into it. Kebs, I think. But business strategy-wise, I would go RT.
Yeah.
Since he's got his lawyer degree.
You'd be fairly safe.
Can turn him into like a solicitor and he can do all the paperwork.
He'd be the man in the chair that does things.
Just make him do all the rubbish jobs while you do whatever business.
So what you're saying is basically you set yourself up as the face of the business and RT can do all that.
Yeah, he's in the back. He's in the like the back room doing computer, pen and paper, signing things. Jumping through hoops and all that guff.
Yeah, I mean, no argument there.
Yeah.
Yeah, seems to work.
So RT. Last one?
Last one.
Right, from at Marcel217, which teammate would make the best tour guide? Do
do want to pick a place where they're touring as well.
Touring here or touring Scotland? Touring
Glasgow or what?
We can go one Glasgow, one abroad if you want.
All right, so someone to show you around Glasgow.
Yeah. Jeez. Did you get shown about when you first came over? Or what? Because you were originally at Ayr, but they just like, get in there.
Yeah, not really.
Did you get shown about Ayr?
It wasn't much to see in either, really. It was like, oh, go to Botanics. Oh, yeah, go to Calvin Grove. There's a cafe. Oh, sweet, that's it.
You did also have the part of you came in just before COVID, so there wasn't an awful lot of exploring time for you.
I don't know. If I was abroad, who's got some good knowledge? I think I'd have like a duo. I'd have someone serious, like, I don't know. Someone serious, like, giving all the facts. But then I'd have, like, Sione Vailanu sort of, like, bringing the energy and, like...
getting lost.
And coming up with some randomness, you know, in there and just having a laugh. Because he would be quite funny if he was, like, a tour guide in Rome. You know, like, if he was, like, over the speaker. I think that would be hilarious.
I do kind of want a travel documentary of Sione Vailanu.
Big GoPro on the stick.
Vlogging.
Like he did when he was walking around here at Scotstoun with a GoPro just going around to randoms. So,
a bit of that, I can never remember whether I've told you this story, but when he walked into the squadcast that time when Fez was on with the GoPro, we found out afterwards that somehow he'd managed to turn to still photos rather than
photos
the video. So there's just sideways photos of like the side of your head rather than anything that's actually usable from a video point of view. The stuff he did capture was fantastic. And if you haven't seen it, go and watch it on YouTube and on social media. But yeah, that was... we've looked at the GoPro. I still have no idea how he did it. So fair play to Nons for outfoxing technology.
Who would you pick tour guide for Glasgow? I'd go local and go Dunkey. But
Dunkey would be up there. Jamie Batty, I think, would be. I know he's not from Glasgow.
Wombat knows all
Wombat spots. Would know a lot of places.
If someone you knew was coming to Glasgow for the first time, what would you show them? Like the first three things you're showing them?
Oofed.
That's a great question. Botanics would be up there. On a summer's day, Botanics.
Yeah, I was going to say, depends on what day we're talking about.
Grass.
No, this is a nice bit. Do you count Loch Lomond as Glasgow?
No, I wouldn't. That would be the countryside.
Yeah, true. But that's a nice spot.
It's lovely. I would take something. That would be...
But this is Glasgow.
So another non-place.
Sitting well away from here. No, I'm trying to think where else. Cannon Street, Cannon Street and George Square, like that's just like
good bit of culture there.
Heaps of culture, and
it shouldn't be this hard. That's the thing.
Yeah, I know. Ibrox, take them to Ibrox. Lovely area. Great stadium.
Really?
Where would you take them, being the visitor?
Yeah, what's your thinking?
From your personal experience,
I'm stalling for thinking time in the meantime.
Well, I was trying to get ideas from you guys. I don't know. Calvin Grove, probably the museum. Walk through there.
Nice.
Calvin Grove would be up there, I think, for me.
It's quite nice around those parts. Botanics, don't really know. You'd probably just walk along the river.
Yeah,
like,
imagine on summer, like, you've never been before in summer. It's like,
yeah,
it'd be really nice.
Yeah,
but because you've rinsed it and gone, like, every single day of last summer, you're like, this is just, another bit of grass.
And then probably Ashton Lane.
Nice.
Keep it local.
Yeah.
Only West End, but
keep it very West End.
I pond outside my bubble, but
I don't know. If you're coming over for something like the Barrowlands or King Tut's, would be pretty decent from a gig point of view.
But you haven't even
bit
been
of culture.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, mate, come on.
Well, you actually sort of have been there when we had that end of season Barrowlands.
Big lay-up sign in the East End.
We had the team social in that. The church in the East End.
St. Luke's.
Oh, yeah.
That area.
Oh, okay. There. Yeah, I got
you. Ashton Lane would be good. Nice, I'd agree with Ashton Lane for that. Yeah. And if you've got more travel recommendations, Tom Jordan's social media accounts are all open.
Please, I actually need some.
On that, check out the People Make Glasgow website if you need more inspiration. On that note, we'll call an end to this episode of the Squadcast. Very big thanks to TJ for joining us.
Thank you very much.
See you out there next week. Murphy, fingers crossed, see you out there next week as well.
Yes, sir.
And we'll see you back here on the Squadcast next week as well, Warrior Nation. If in the meantime, tickets are still available for the Cardiff game at GlasgowWarriors.org. But in the meantime, he's been Tom Jordan, he's been Murphy Walker, I've been Craig Wright, and this has been the Glasgow Warriors Squadcast.